This is Morning Edition on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Chrissy Kuiper. Throughout the summer, WUOT's 10 Words Project has been asking East Tennesseans for their response to this question: what keeps you up at night? Several of the responses have involved the challenges of caretaking. WUOT's Matt Schaefer-Powell is here to discuss this with us. First, what do we mean by caretaking?
Well, I think what we're talking about is the challenges people face when they take on the job of taking care of a friend or family member who's suffering in some way. So, for instance, here's one response that we got from a 44-year-old Oak Ridge woman who says, "My grandmother, caretaker for her." And then the word stress is underlined with two exclamation points. We also have another one that says, "caretaking over mentally insane family members." This is from a 30-year-old woman from Knoxville.
And these are things that keep them up at night.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of caregivers, when you talk to them, will tell you, you know, it's a 24/7 job and it can really wear you down. So we wanted to explore this topic in a little bit more detail. So we sat down with Ryan Jackson. Now, Ryan knows a lot about the stress and the fatigue involved with being a caregiver. He's a young man, 24 years old, and about 4 years ago, he was working his way through his second semester of college at Pellissippi.
I kind of got a call one day, just out of the blue, at school, that my grandma had thrown her back out. And it wasn't 2 days later that she fell and broke her hip.
His grandma, by the way, is the late Barbara Carroll. And at the time Ryan got the call, Barbara was beginning to forget things. She'd had a couple heart attacks, and she was now suddenly disabled.
When she broke her hip, I knew that this was the beginning of the end for her. This was going to be me and my mom taking care of her until she passed away.
So he dropped out of college to take care of her.
Yeah, and he and his mother moved in with his grandmother. And at first, he tells us he admits he kind of felt sorry for himself.
And then I just had to get over it. I just had to think to myself, there are a lot of people at school that are in their 20s and their 30s and their 40s that are going back to school. That you've got a lot of time to go back to school and just figure yourself out. But you've got one grandmother.
That is a lot of responsibility for a 20-year-old.
Yeah, it is. He did get some help from his brother and father, but mostly it was Ryan and his mom. And he says his grandmother could be a real handful because she'd always been an independent person, someone who liked to do things for herself.
Even when she got placed in hospice at home, she still had a spirit of her that she was like, "I'm going to go do this. I'm going to go do that. I'm going to go take the car. I'm going to go I'm going to go to the grocery store. I'm going to go get my hair done." Oh, she was independent.
He mentioned hospice?
Yeah. In early November of 2013, Ryan was splitting his time between taking care of his grandmother and his job at a grocery store. And that's when doctors told Ryan and his mom there really wasn't anything more they could do for his grandmother.
For 2 months, we hardly slept at all. And I didn't hardly work. I ended up calling work and just telling them, "I need this time." I literally told my boss, I said, "I don't care if you fire me. I really don't."
Now, you heard Ryan say 2 months. Well, that's the interesting thing. When Barbara came home, presumably to die, they said she wouldn't live 2 days. But Ryan says she actually perked up.
She shared Christmas with us. She was happy. We were able to understand her. She was able to understand us. And then for 4 days after that, she just faded. We just watched her. And we think she was able to understand us, but we didn't understand her. We just had to let her go.
Barbara Carroll passed away just before New Year's that year. That was the end of 2013.
How's Ryan doing now?
Well, after his grandmother died, he began to take on a larger role in the care of his little brother, who's had some developmental issues of his own. But he tells me he's back in college now. After 4 years away, he went back to Pellissippi and says he's interested in pursuing a career in meteorology. And he's learned some things you can't get in the classroom: a greater appreciation for family. His faith, he says, is stronger, and he has a better grip on what's important and what's not.
I keep telling myself to take everything one day at a time and just not worry about tomorrow or worry about what's happened in the past now, because that's a done deal.
Thanks for sharing this story.
Of course. And thank you, by the way, to Brittany Crocker for doing the original interview with Ryan. You can hear their entire interview on episode 2 of Bedtime Stories. That's the 10 Words podcast. You can find that on iTunes or at our website with a lot of other 10 Word stuff, WUOT.org.